You're looking good, yeah. Dancing at the snack bar, singing to each other. We know the words from the record back cover. We got Crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? The boys are strutting like a foxy lady. So sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. It's FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio, call of the night. FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio, call of the night. Lou Reed says he's a bisexual. Jackson Brown is an intellectual. Stevie Wonder bought a house for his mother. DJ telling us we're sister and brother. We are the cosmos, we are the glam kids, putting stardust on our eyelids. Nightbirds calling for a group meditation, sending fatty hairs to positive vibration. FM radio everywhere I go. FM radio, call of the night. Smoking pot before a wedding. Talking Cold War, rocket launches. I'm talking disco with my orthodontist. Who Craig Zeppelin, the driver Ed Guy. Your Barracuda off the high dive. On a date with a guy from band. He played a trumpet solo, it was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queen needs a clarinet player. That's just a dead zone. Wake up the neighbors, tell me how do you feel. And live the fantasy that makes your life real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory. And if some guy says, there's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion and the fusion and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen divorced a model and married a musician.
And Max Inc. Radio. Just before that, FM Radio. I haven't played that song in a long, long time. On the phone, special guest to Max Inc. Radio, Dar Williams. Dar, welcome to Max Inc. tonight.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, it's so great to have you. It's so great to play that song, FM Radio. You know, I used to play that all the time when I was in upstate New York. And that's off of your album Emerald, right?
That's right.
Yeah, I love that song. And you're going to be here in Wisconsin on Friday, October 29th at the Mineral Point Opera House. And you can find all that information about the show on maxincradio.com. Just click up there at the very top, Dar. You see a little thing that says live shows. That's how you can find out all about the live stuff that's happening right here in Madison and surrounding areas. Now, you have a brand new album coming out, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. And the title of that album is I'll Meet You Here. Now, often when we look at albums, that's one of the title tracks of the song. And I noticed on this one, it's not. So why did you sort of name your album that?
Well, it's a lyric, and it's from a song called Time Be My Friend. And you know what? We thought Time Be My Friend would be a good you know, it'd be perfect considering sort of this whole lockdown world that we're trying to come out of. And, you know, like, time just be my friend as we go along, as we go along. But there was this comma after the word time, and we just thought, oh, that's just going to get a comma. So so we kind of went with the my manager and my record company, we all sort of went with lines from the song, and my favorite was "I'll Meet You Here," in terms of just, you know, everything that my world is about right now. So we just got into the song to grab that one.
Fantastic. Now, you haven't had an album in about 6 years, but this is your 11th album, if I'm counting right. I have to take off my shoes to get all the numbers in there.
Got it. Well, what happened, I kind of did the equivalent of a record, or it felt that way in terms of, you know, a chapter of my life, which is that I wrote a book that's called What I Found in a Thousand Towns. And it was this kind of weird thing that had accumulated in me for so long, this observation of how towns and cities kind of came together and became more resilient and thriving based on certain things that they did. And of course, this was based on going to towns where, you know, I would play in a house concert in somebody's living room. And the next thing I knew, they were sort of getting themselves together to, you know, sponsor me in a church basement. And then suddenly they kind of got their acts together and they had an art center. And suddenly the art center was helping kids who needed a little extra help and helping senior citizens, you know, function better in the community. So, you know, I just watched these towns go from kind of no civic self-esteem, I called it, to really being proud and interesting places. And I wrote a whole book with interviews and chapters and rewrites and more rewrites. So that took a while, and that came out in 2017.
And that is also connected to your album too, right?
You know, I would say it's not directly, but there's one song on the album that is called Little Town. And it does kind of trace a certain kind of evolution from, you know, kind of looking at life with your hands, you know, clenched up in fists, to looking at our lives with our palms open, which is kind of what these towns and people in these towns, you know, find themselves doing.
I really think that when you think about your song and your video today and every day, there is a connection with all the things you're talking about in that song, and also all the things that book also represents. And at least that's what I got when I was looking at the two together, which I thought was really cool. And the book is super cool, especially for someone that comes from a little town in upstate New York. I really think that it really did resonate in me that, you know, a lot of the time these towns, like the factories and all that may have left, and the towns come on hard times, but it is that resiliency of finding new ways to sort of bring that, the inspiration and all the great things that are in these little towns, and sort of rebuild them and rebuild those communities, because they have a lot to offer.
Yeah. Oh gosh, they're beautiful. And of course they have that history, sometimes like a really wonderfully spooky history of the town, you know, of the mills and the factories that were there, and you can refill them with small businesses and arts programs and schools and apartments and things like that. And my favorite example is Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, which of course is in the classic Rust Belt, really hit hard, that found all these aspects of their history to kind of play on, one of which is the fact that The Blob was filmed there. And they have this thing called Blobfest.
That's great. And
everybody wants to be a part of, and it's the whole sci-fi weekend. I was there for, you know, Godzilla weekend, but it's, you know, it's this idea that they celebrate that, and then everybody comes to the town, the restaurants get involved, the businesses, everybody has, you know, blow up Godzillas and blobs in their storefronts and have ice cream flavors and things. And it's, you know, all these things happen and all this life comes into the downtown because of The Blob. That's that part of their history that they played on, as well as other things, you know, after their steel mill closed almost overnight, which was a huge tragedy.
Dar Williams right here in the MagSync studio this Saturday night. Thank you so much for, you know, calling us on the phone. You're going to be here Friday, October 29th at the Mineral Point Opera Theater. And Dar, will you hang around? We're going to play a tune and then we'll talk about a couple of your tunes right after that. Does that sound good?
Great.
Yeah, this is Time Be My Friend on MagSync Radio.
time. And we'll go walking down that wide country road, and I will be your brave companion, your adventurous D'Artagnan.
I will be your best receiver, your goldenest retriever. I'll remember what you taught me and those treasures that you brought me. Most of all, a lifetime of friends. We came together when I asked you to be one of them. Oh, time, be my friend. Cause when I thought that I was alone, you snapped your fingers and a tree came into bloom, and the sun came by to fill my room. Oh, time.
Williams, her new album, I'll Meet You Here on Max Inc. Radio. Exclusive. We get to hear the album before anywhere else. October 1st is when it comes out, and she'll be here October 29th at the Mineral Point Opera Theater. And Dar, thank you so much. You know, that last song is your first song off of your new album, Time Be My Friend, and we talked a little bit about that track before the song. Our next one we want to listen to is You'll Give It All Away. Can you tell me a little bit about this track?
Yeah, I had a friend who just said, look, I'm going to lay it out there. It's, you know, the way that music is streamed now in terms of what happened to my revenue, and also just kind of a sense of disposability about music. You know, it's just some kind of nice noise that's piped in through, you know, overhead in a store or some background music in a car commercial. You know, it has left me feeling less inspired to do that thing where you sit down and you really do the work of writing a song. You know, is that okay? And I knew what he was talking about. And I said, well, look, no, it's not okay. How about that? But I know exactly what you're talking about, because there was this. And I think that a lot of the energy of the song came from the fact that around 2005, 2006, the whole model changed and went from, you know, these beautiful little plastic CDs that we all amassed.
Right.
To, you know, just the streaming thing. And it affected revenue. It also affected sort of, I don't know, like people didn't have these little artifacts that they were walking around with. And also when you buy a CD, it's kind of like buying a piece of stock, you know, and so you're a stockholder, you know, and it shows what music people want to listen to because of these people walking around with this kind of music. And it's harder to, and it just, things got a little bit more sort of invisible and weird with the streaming model. What happened, the first thing that happened is that people basically said, well, artists, it's your fault. There's plenty of money there. It's just that the model's changed and you have to find it. And we were like, no.
Right, yeah.
It disappeared.
Yeah.
And we were right. And they also said, well, if you really loved what you did enough, you would still succeed, and you would also, you know, be able to sort of eat your music for breakfast instead of, you know, food, and you'd be okay. Like, you should, if you loved what you did more and did it better, you'd be okay. And we were like, no, that's not really happy. You know, I want cornflakes for breakfast.
Right.
And I would like to afford them, and I can go with the less fancy brand, but I really need to make a living. So when the artists found one another and we found that, you know, we were not, it wasn't our fault. It was just a change, and the change was a very weird one. our sense of, we had a sense of humor, we had more discussions, we started to work together more, and we, you know, started to figure out different models so that we could do what we love to do in a way that the song is kind of being a sister to whomever is out there creating something. I really believe in people making music, and I really believe that people want to hear that music, and I really believe that the model is weird and not very workable yet. You know, hopefully we'll get there.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a definitely a discussion that has happened a few times here on Max Inc. Radio with artists that are either just starting out or artists who have been around for a long time, how things have changed. And what I would love to say is in Madison, at least the local music scene is really strong. And it's we have a lot of festivals and a lot of live acts that are happening in venues across Madison. And that sort of kept those artists fueled, right?
Fantastic. Yep. That's everything.
Yeah.
A scene that scene, when people say, what should I do? I'm a musician. What should I do? I say, go to where there's a scene that supports that entering, that entry level and the next, you know, few rungs up. I mean, be in that scene and make a living there if you can, as much as you can, and then tour from that base. So good. And no surprise that's going on actually throughout Wisconsin, but certainly around Madison.
Yeah, that's what I love about it here. And that's what I love about Max Inc. Radio, bringing the local artist to your ears. Let's hear another song. You Give It All Away here on Max Inc. Radio with Dar Williams.
I hope the world is watching. Oh, they're gonna love the way you say the things you do. They don't know what's in store. They never seen the likes of this before. And oh, you're gonna give it all away. I know how it feels when the day will give you nothing. But then you see the golden spark that's floating on the wind. The line becomes the verse, becomes the golden trees, the golden birds. And oh, you're gonna give it all away. Say it's going fast now. The silver hope kaleidoscope is spinning us away. But find the means and find the ends. Find a reason and just pretend. Find a way to send the light you send. Just like salvation might depend upon the things you do. My lovely friend, I know you're gonna give it all away. Oh, you're gonna give it all away.
Inc. Radio on the phone. Dar Williams, she's doing live stuff right here in Madison, Friday, October 29th, Mineral Point Opera House. Have you ever been to the Mineral Point Opera House in all your travels?
I have not, but I've heard great things about it.
You are gonna love that venue. I'm telling you, it is fantastic. Very historic, and I've heard the acoustics in there are dynamite from many
so
artists.
Great.
So we're excited to have you in town. Thank you so much. We listened to You Give It All Away, and then before that, Time Be My Friend, brand new album, I'll Meet You Here, and that's coming out when, Dar? When is that coming out?
October 1st.
Absolutely excellent. And thank you for sharing the music ahead of time. I love playing stuff that no one else can hear. And then if they want to learn more about you, Dar, I know that you've been around for a few years now. You've got a couple albums out there, too, and they're all amazing. But where can they find all of your albums and your music and get connected with you?
I have a great website. So, and it's just Dar Williams, you know, and I'm so grateful. My friend Jim does this for artists, and if you want a website, go with my guy, because it's very user friendly, unlike some of my other ones. So, and of course, you can find me all over social media. I think I'm Dar Williams Team on one, and Dar Williams Tour on another.
Yeah, great. And your tour this year kicks off really soon for your new album, and you're going around the Midwest. I know you're going to be in Minneapolis. Ithaca is a great place to see you. Maybe my parents will pop out and see you too. What are some other places, notable cities that you're going to be in?
You know, it's interesting. It's the farthest south that it goes, I think, is Virginia, except in the west, and that's going to go all the way down to, you know, San Diego and, you know, down from Seattle. So we're just doing these different chunks. So there's Northeast, Mid-Atlantic, Midwest, West, and I think a little bit of Rocky Mountains in the middle.
That'd be beautiful.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
So see her Friday, October 29th, Mineral Point Opera House. You can get all the dates out there at maxincradio.com. Hey, next we wanted to talk a little bit about your song Today and Every Day. And I also heard you have a really cool video. Not heard. I've watched a video a few times. I love that little polar bear. He's so darn cute.
I know. You know, I was traveling. I was doing some dates with Anche Duvkot, Anche, and she asked if she said she did stop motion animation, and she asked if there was anything I would like her to do because she really loves doing this stuff, and I said I just finished this song that really could use that kind of old school, you know, Davy Crockett claymation treatment, and it's called Today and Every Day, and it's this really strong belief that I have. You know, I wake up with this idea that I can do just a little more for the planet, you know, be that kind of scout. And she got right on it. Like, I sent it to her, and right after came the little claymation polar bear. And she was just on the same page from the start, and finished it over the spring, and we were going to put it out over Earth Day, but my managers and my record company said, you know, let's release this with the song, because, you know, frankly, it's going to help your song there, Dar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like the message, but, you know, they said, you're coming out with an album, and let's make that part of the ramp. So we sat on it, but it's to hear people react so well to what she did, the video, has been really exciting for me. It's like it's been this incredible vehicle for the music.
Excellent. We're going to post that video out there, of course, on our Facebook page at Max Inc. Radio, but also on maxincradio.com. It'll be in the show notes today, and you always can hear all of our interviews again in the archives, so that you can follow along with Dar Williams' brand new video, Today and Every Day. And I think you will agree that polar bear is darn cute. Right. Dar, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Max Inc. Radio. Your book is excellent. What I Found in 1,000 Towns, Traveling Musician's Guide to Rebuilding American Communities. So what's such a great message. And it connects so well with your brand new album, I'll Meet You Here. Dar, thank you so much for hanging out with us and taking time on your Saturday night.
Thank you so much.
Here is Today and Every Day on Max Inc. Radio.
We found life is one heavy trip. Our paws are sinking in the ground. I see you out lumbering at the break of dawn. How can we survive and save the day before the day is gone? Well, I know I'm gonna find a way. I know I'm gonna light the way. 'Cause if I'm ever gonna make it, then I gotta say I can't save the world today and every day. Young blood coming up and coming from behind. You know There are so many, many, many things that we can do.